By a vote of 29-22, the council passed Mayor Bloomberg's bill extending term limits from 2 to 3 terms. It clears the way for him and 2/3 of the council to run for a third term. But at one point, we thought it might be 23 votes against the bill, not 22. Bronx Councilman James Vaca was originally against the legislation, but sometime in the 48 hours before the vote, he changed his mind. Here he is casting his yes vote yesterday.
My mother at 7 o'clock is probably watching Matlock or Murder, She Wrote. She's now watching New York One. And she's watching Mark Green with Ed Koch and Mario Cuomo. And she says to me, Jimmy, do you mean that I may not have a chance to vote for who I may wish to vote for?
Time, council member. Please, time, council member.
And I said to her, yes,
time, please.
That is what we're considering.
His vote of yes, by the way, prompted someone in the gallery to shout, sell out. WNYC's Isaac Davey Aronson caught up with Councilman Vaca earlier today.
Councilman, was it really your mother who changed your mind?
No. I gave an example of what I think typifies many citizens who had called me in the past 2 weeks. I received phone calls pro and con from an assortment of residents, teachers, day-to-day people, elected officials, and they weighed in with me. And I listened. And very honestly, I did hear that the people wanted a referendum. Almost unanimously, people wanted another referendum. But the reality was that the same people who wanted the referendum also felt that probably they would vote for 3 terms. If it went to a referendum, they would vote for 3 terms. They wanted that right. What persuaded me at the end was many, many legal opinions we had received and advice saying that the referendum that we all wanted may not have been able to have been held until April or May of 2009. And if that referendum could not have been held until April or May of 2009, it would have thrown the electoral process in New York City into chaos with no one knowing what they're running for or when. I had a tough decision to make, basically between a rock and a hard place. I wanted the referendum. I wish the mayor's decision that he was going to run would have come earlier, because ideally the referendum should have been held in November 2008. When you have Mr. Obama running against Mr. McCain, you're going to have millions of people coming to vote out to vote in a general election.
Well, what were your reasons for being against the bill before you changed your mind? Was it primarily that you wanted the referendum?
Absolutely. I was against it based on process. I was against it because I did feel that a third referendum should be held. Even though we've had 2 in the past, I was willing to go with a third. I will tell you also, as a point of personal opinion, I'm against term limits. I was a district manager for a community board for 26 years here in my community before I became a city councilman. My predecessor, Michael DeMarco, was a city councilman for 27 years. Now, is 26 or 27 years how long we should allow people to serve in the council? Well, probably not. And I don't expect to be there that long myself. But I will tell you something. In the 26 years that I was district manager of Community Board 10, I acquired knowledge of city government, knowledge of this community that I represent, and knowledge is power. And I don't know if I want to take away from any level of government the right of an elected official to get knowledge and tenure. I wouldn't take it away from Hillary Clinton and Chuck Schumer, and I wouldn't take it away from Governor Patterson and others at a state level. From my own personal experience, I'm not a person that favors term limits. I am a person, though, that favors maximum participation from residents in the electoral process. And that's where I was going from my original objection. But then when you're told, basically, that legally what you want cannot be done, your options become more limited. If we were not to extend term limits to a third term, then you would have a situation where voters would have had less choice rather than more choice.
Well, as you mentioned, a lot of people were in favor of a referendum. The latest Quinnipiac poll showed maybe 89% of New Yorkers favored a referendum. And your colleague, Councilman Tony Avella, yesterday suggested that all of you who voted for the bill should be voted out of office. Do you feel confident going to the people of your district with this vote?
Oh, yes. First of all, my vote is not a self-serving vote because I'm not affected by term limits. I can run in 2009 whether the law was changed or not. I think people, when they look at the situation and they understand it, will make a judgment. And I think people are also going to judge their elected official based on their totality of service. based on what they've done in their community in their lifetime. I'm proud of my record. And I think people, even who disagree with me, will say, you know, Jimmy, we may disagree with you on this one, but on other cases and on other issues, you've been there for the neighborhood. You've been there for the community. I think people are smart enough and knowledgeable enough not to have a knee-jerk reaction on one issue, but to judge you based on your totality of service.
Do you worry about the deep divisions this battle has caused in the council? I mean, the hearings have been awfully contentious. Will you be able to work together and with the mayor as he and others gear up to run for third terms?
Well, we better be able to work together with the mayor and with all of our 51 colleagues pulling together. We have a budget crisis coming of unbelievable magnitude.
All right, Councilman James Vaca of the Bronx, thanks so much for talking with us.
Thank you.
That's WNYC's Isaac Davey Aronson speaking with Councilman Vaca of the Bronx, who changed his mind and voted for the mayor's term limits extension yesterday.